The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Over the years, now and then, I've heard people debate the question, is God a Republican or is God a Democrat? Well, I think it's now become clear that God is a Democrat, or at least 60 Democrats in the House and the Senate think they are God. And I will explain why they think that and the fact that they've signed their name to a letter stating so. As we begin a Friday edition of the Bruce Hooley Show on 98.9 The Answer. I would love your input on this, particularly those of you who are Democrats and or those of you who are Catholics. Our number is 844-TALK-989, 844-TALK-989. I am not a Catholic. I don't even play one on the radio. But I do have many Catholic friends. I do not claim to be an expert in your faith, but I think I have the basics down. We share a Savior, and to me that is the most important thing. We share a plan of salvation. Up to a point, you require some works, which I don't think are a part of salvation at all. But we have enough similarities that I don't want to quarrel with you because, you know, I don't have any shortage of people to quarrel with on other things. Where we share one bedrock belief is in our defense of the unborn. I believe it is a unspeakable moral evil to abort a baby in the womb. And that has always been a bedrock, foundational, cornerstone belief of the Catholic Church. Today, 60. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 Democrats who are Catholic, who were elected to the House and the Senate, issued a statement of principles. They are establishing the principles, and they are sending this statement of principles to the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, demanding that the Conference of Catholic Bishops, when it gets around to drafting its document on who can receive communion, who is in right standing with the Catholic Church, and who cannot. They are demanding, 60 Democrats in Congress are demanding, that the bishops dare not prohibit Catholic politicians who openly and unrepentantly support abortion, that they not be denied communion. What about the bothersome fact that they are in defiance of the church teaching on life beginning at conception? The Democrats who sent the letter, 60 of them, I can't get over the number. I can't get over the, well, I mean, where do I begin? I can't get over the temerity. I can't get over the disconnect between who speaks for God and who is supposedly the faithful. I can't get over the a la carte nature of their faith. Yes, I'm a Catholic. I'm a devout Catholic. Don't you dare deny me communion. Oh, no, I'm going to leave that on the plate. I'm going to leave that pro-life thing. I'm going to leave that on the plate. Yeah, the rosary, I like carrying a rosary. I like going to confession. I like doing this. I like doing that. I like esteeming the Virgin Mary. I like making the sign of the cross. No, the pro-life thing, not for me. I'm leaving that on the plate. Faith is not an a la carte endeavor. Faith is an all or nothing endeavor. So these Catholics in Congress sent a two-page letter in which they claim they work every day to advance respect for life and the dignity of every human being. No, that's a no. When you're Joe Biden and you get rid of the prohibition against American tax dollars being used for abortions in foreign country, you're not working every day to protect human life. When you're Nancy Pelosi and you give a namby-pamby answer to a clearly stated question like this, you're not working for life every day.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'm with CNS News. The Supreme Court this fall will review a Mississippi law that bans most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Is an unborn baby at 15 weeks a human being?
Let me just say that I'm a big supporter of Roe v. Wade. I am a mother of 5 children in 6 years. I think I have some standing on this issue as to respecting a woman's right to choose.
Is it a human being?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
So in other words, no, it's not a human being because I support a woman's right to murder their own child. That's Nancy Pelosi's answer. So just so you have the picture, these are 60 elected Democrats who believe they are God, so they can tell Catholic bishops what church policy should be. Separation of church and state? Thomas Jefferson, letter to the Danbury Baptists, an impenetrable wall between government and religion, freedom of religion, no state religion. Oh, the Democrats are telling you, there's a state religion, and it kills babies. 844-TALK-989, 844-TALK-989. I really love to hear from those of you of the Catholic faith, or those of you of the Catholic faith who are of the Democratic persuasion on this. Mamie in Gahanna is first. Hello, Mamie.
Hello, Bruce. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for your call.
I am Catholic, born and raised, baptized and confirmed and lifelong Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, I am very disturbed about Mr. Biden and Ms. Pelosi. And I didn't know the number was up to 60 Catholics in Congress that are out and out defying. First of all, they're really defying God's law.
Yeah.
The Ten Commandments. That's what we have to look to first.
Amen.
And then the two commandments that Christ gave us, which are a summation of those 10. And my only consolation with all of this, they are like Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden, all of us. We are going to have to answer to our Lord one day, whether we believe in him or not. We are going to face him when we take our last breath here. And they will have to answer as to why they thought it was okay to murder little babies in the womb and steal money from the American taxpayers in order to do so, not only here in this country, but pay for it around the world. I'm getting kind of choked up about this.
Yeah.
Because it's very, very disturbing to me. And for once in my adult life, I could say, thank God that there are a few bishops in the Catholic Church who are beginning to stand up to these people. Because for a long while, and I am not the only one, Bruce, there are a lot of people who are not in league with the American Council of Catholic Bishops, whatever the name of the organization.
No, you got it right. You got it right.
For many, many decades, actually since probably the 60s, there are a lot of people here in the United States who are not in league with the Catholic bishops because they went rogue. They went very liberal. They went,
this is not an uncommon occurrence, Mamie, solely to the Catholic Church. And I want to make sure my listeners know that I'm not, postulating that theory at all. I mean, we have ample evidence in Columbus of numerous pastors of all denominations who are extremely passionate about social justice issues, about Black Lives Matter, about transgender issues, about gay marriage. And you can't get a rise out of them ever speaking about the gospel and the transformative impact of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So it's not solely a Catholic issue. It is a poison that has infiltrated the American church at every level. But you are right.
Well, everyone is
going to have to face a day of reckoning. I hope it's growth. I think it's growth. I'm not trying to toot my own horn. I used to relish that day of reckoning for those that it was easy for me to spot flaws in, and I was blind to my numerous flaws of my own. I now realize that it's an incredible sadness that forgiveness and restoration is there for everyone. And I bring these issues up because my fondest hope would be that all 60 of these people would realize the error of their ways, realize the enormous consequences, and realize as well the horrendous leadership they are exhibiting. I mean, Christ says at one point, you better not be the one who causes any of my children to fall away. When people like in positions of influence like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and others, AOC, I'm sure she signed this, when those people of great influence sign a letter like this and contend that they are on the side of right, they are taking, they are spitting on the faith that they purport to hold dear. There is no way they hold that faith dear. 844-TALK-989 is our number. 844-TALK-989. You're listening to The Bruce Hooley Show. Bruce Hooley Show. 521, Bruce Hooley Show. Glad to have you along. I'm trying not to, be grouchy and mean and nasty today, but every story I see, I just feel the darkness today. It's not the darkness outside. There's a tornado. What's the difference? Warning and watch. Warning means there's conditions are present, right? Watch means there's actually one.
The opposite.
It's the light version, okay? The conditions are present, but there's no tornado spotted till 11 o'clock tonight. It's been a stormy day all day. So I got, everywhere I look here on my desk, I got Disney garbage, and I got Mike DeWine stupidity, and I got NFL craziness, and I've got Democrats being God. 60 Democrats in Congress, House members, senators, getting ahead of the U.S. Council of Catholic Bishops, which was meeting the last 3 days, and the thought was, hey, they might issue some kind of a statement that if you're super pro-abortion, like bloodthirsty Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and AOC and every other Democrat, because you can't be pro-life and be a Democrat. I'm still waiting. Call me. 844-TALK-989. Anybody got one out front pro-life elected Democrat to state or national office anywhere? Give me one. Can't do it. Not in the state of Ohio, not in the federal government. So they get ahead of the Catholic bishops before the Catholic bishops punted today, saying, we'll get around to issuing a statement in November. It's really hard, right? It's a really hard statement. You're Catholic bishops. Do you affirm life begins at conception or not? What is the weight? What is the holdup in the Vatican? What is the, this might make people mad. So they send a letter. So they are God. They're telling the bishops, here's what your policy must be. Craziness. No, it's not craziness. It's heretical. 844-TALK-989, 844-TALK-989. Raul is next. Hello, Raul. Welcome to the Bruce Hooley Show.
Hi, Bruce. I've been listening to you a little bit for a while. And, it sounds like you're pretty well versed on the Bible and that kind of thing. And I just a few minutes ago, I heard you mention about, if you're Catholic, you can pick and choose. But my understanding is the Ten Commandments says, thou shalt not kill. So why so much emphasis on the unborn, but, we don't care about killing adults, like death penalty or wars? I mean, it sounds like everybody's picking and choosing.
Well, that is certainly a question that a lot of people ask. You ask a very good question, Raul, and the answer to that question is often that if you are a person on death row, you are sentenced for a crime, and there is ample evidence of actions bringing consequences in the Bible. In terms of war, again, same answer. Ample examples in the Bible of, you know, societies being eradicated, God having prophets telling kings to go to war and to wipe out entire nations of people. Now, Christ came and brought a new way. I agree with that. But the abortion is condemned. There are many instances in the Bible. I can think of, well, for sure, Herod, when he killed babies trying to get Jesus, you know, when he heard of Jesus' birth. Moses, when Pharaoh killed babies. Satan is termed in the Bible, he has been a murderer since his youth. He's been a liar and a murderer since his youth. Eradicating, exterminating babies is the work of Satan. And these Democrats in Congress are doing that work.
Man, I understand. And like I said, I mean, I know you know the Bible real well. But at the end of the day, we kind of working under different interpretations. And
well, I am willing to have a conversation with you about the death penalty and about wars. I can understand an objection on those two fronts. I can't. I may not agree, but I can understand an objection. I cannot at all understand how anybody could ever defend killing a baby in the womb. Can you make a case for that? Are you making a case for that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was listening to you, but yeah, I appreciate your help, man.
Thank you. And Raul, thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for your call. Thank you for your questions. I appreciate that very much. Okay, today, if you'd like to know what the fall is going to be like, events on a national level and on a local level show you. I know many of you, and I also had a, mine wasn't a fear, but a lot of you feared COVID passports, right? If you don't have the vaccine, you're not going to be able to go in stores, fly on planes, do that. Live life. Go in a restaurant, whatever. Now we've lifted the mask mandates, and there's kind of this honor system thing going on, right? And a lot of us went, whew, we dodged a bullet there. We're just not going to tell anybody we're not vaccinated. If they ask us if we're vaccinated, we're going to say none of your business, whatever. Okay. Mike DeWine today, in the aftermath of the NFL making rules that clearly delineate between the clean and the unclean, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, NFL players have no rights if they're not vaccinated. They have to get tested every day. They can't be with their family on the road. They can't go in the weight room unless there's limited numbers. But players who are vaccinated can do whatever they want. Okay, so they're exerting enormous pressure on NFL players to get vaccinated. Mike DeWine today, and it's interesting, I had a conversation with a friend of mine today who's been approached to back Jim Renese in the primary. And I said to my friend, I said, you know, I believe Renese could win the Republican gubernatorial primary. I don't believe he could win the general. I believe Mike DeWine's a stronger candidate in the general, and I'd much prefer to have Mike DeWine because he's pro-life than to have a Democrat. And then I read what Mike DeWine did today. And Mike DeWine is rapidly losing me. His cowardly fear of COVID and his utter betrayal Freudian slip, of Republican allegiance and policy. He went to Thomas Worthington High School today, and he enlisted the help of the Ohio High School Athletic Association and teenagers who play sports to shame junior high and high school students into getting the vaccine this fall. Now, he said, I'm not going to insist on I'm not going to make it mandatory for you to get the vaccine in order to play sports. But that was the clear message. The clear message. You have no idea if this vaccine is as effective and offers immunity or protection against COVID for as long as natural antibodies. You have no idea until we get an answer to how long vaccines last and how long natural antibodies last. Don't try to get between parents and their kids, Mike DeWine. That's an egregious mistake on your part.